This is Cass. This should be Casey. Whatever. It's fucking autocorrect. Fuck autocorrect. I'm starting to like more.
Oh, Big E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Initially, I didn't know what to think of him. But I'm kind of liking him.
Because I can't hear anything.
I think I need a headset.
Do you have a headset?
I can plug in.
I don't.
Oh, shit.
I have one with like a jack.
You don't have one with a jack?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. I need that because I can't hear. That's a...
I'll be right back.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I just gotta be able to... Oh, shit. Is it, you're going to get one
because
otherwise you can't hear the show at all.
Because
if someone calls in, you're not going to know what
anyone's saying. Okay, I got one. We're makeshift motherfuckers tonight.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome to the show. This is Warm Beer and Cheap Seats. I'm Casey and I'm with Big Mike.
What's happening, everybody? It's Friday night. We're
huddled together.
We had technical difficulties,
But through the ingenuity of Casey, we are on the air. A little late tonight, but we're here. So we're winging it. Welcome aboard.
Yep. Yep. I have a feeling this this is about to crash.
Hopefully it's...
Oh, there we go.
Not a high-speed crash, but a low-speed, like a little fender bender.
Yes. Well, it's running right now. So apparently what happened is my laptop, the network adapter just doesn't exist for some reason. It just disappeared. So I don't know what that means for my laptop. Other than if I search for a network, nothing Wi-Fi exists. And I know that's not possible because everything is emitting a Wi-Fi signal. If I pull up my phone, there is 35 Wi-Fi signals.
I think the salad we ate for dinner was emitting a Wi-Fi signal.
We got someone in the chat room. Looks like we got Baby Die. Can you hear us? Are we coming through loud and clear? Okay, good. Oh, yeah. Happy ring ceremony.
I thought that ring was horrible, by the way. I think I'm the only person on planet Earth that thinks it's gaudy and horrible.
What are your thoughts? I thought the idea that the top removed.
Oh, does it? Are you supposed to stash your drugs in there or something?
Well, I'm sure someone will at some point, but it's the top like somehow detaches and Raymond James Stadium is etched on the inside of the ring.
I'll give him some points for that.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's my problem with this Super Bowl ring. We're talking about the Bucks got their Super Bowl ring.
The Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yes.
We'll talk about the other Bucks in a minute.
I think the ring is ugly. Number one, here's the problem I have. And I think this is because I'm not a gaudy person. I'm somewhat gaudy, I guess, but gaudy in a different way. The ring is so gigantic, you got to have like hands the size of Andre the Giant's for this thing to look right.
Yeah, you get carpal tunnel.
And I get it. It's a Super Bowl ring. But what happened to just tasteful sports championship rings that an athlete could wear and be like, hey, look, here's my championship ring instead of this big diamond ice cream cone that they have?
I mean, the only way you're going to top it is to make a cock ring.
Super Bowl cock ring?
Yes.
Would it have diamonds on it?
Well, at one point it will.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and Sweet Melissa had sent me an email.
From Japan.
From Japan that, you know, it looked like a cupcake. She was obviously hungry because all she's been doing is eating probably sushi for every meal. And that only fills you up when it's way too expensive.
How about rice?
Let me tell you, Japan is a great place to lose weight because it is way too expensive to eat there. I could speak firsthand. Yeah, it's way expensive.
So what do you eat cheap in Japan?
Nothing. You don't.
Nothing at all.
No, you just skip meals or you just eat a lot less. A bowl of ramen's your cheap meal.
I could do that. I'm a ramen fan.
But it's healthy. It'll have veggies. You get some pork and your protein in it. It'll fill you up. It's still about $5, but it's the cheapest meal. Unless you go to like a Lawson's, which is like there. Well, I would say they're 7-Eleven, except their 7-Eleven in Japan is 7-Eleven. So,
okay.
They have these little chicken little things. Little tenders.
Yeah.
They're breaded with cheese in it. My God. You get that with a Georgia coffee, you're good to go.
Which we talked about last week, Georgia coffees.
Yes.
So these tenders, how big are these tenders?
Like the size of like a real finger.
Like a real finger.
Yeah, and you get about six of them. They're about like...
So that's reasonable. That's pretty snackalicious. You can...
Yeah, about like $3-4. You can get like, you know, a couple of them and a Georgia coffee. And, you know, be good to go.
Die, we're watching wrestling.
Yes.
Right now it's an Allstate commercial. Or Liberty Mutual. One of them. So...
Also, want to congratulate the Milwaukee Bucks, your new NBA champions.
How about that?
One of the best finals I've seen in a long time. You didn't have anyone crying or being a baby. You had two teams that just played their ass off. And any question about can Giannis win the big game? Well, 50 points, 13 rebounds, five block shots later, I think he can. I think he could play the big game. And yeah, so congratulations to Milwaukee. You broke a 50-year drought. And in fact, the WWE sent them a championship belt with a little Milwaukee Buck logo in it.
All right.
And one of the guys was already like, would not take it off. He was wearing it on the parade. It was awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
I was like, that's my dude right there. That's my dude that likes wrestling. I want to talk to him later. So it was fun season. So I'm sure all those guys are ready to take a long overdue rest.
And, I would imagine.
Yeah. And then
NBA season's a long season.
Yeah, it's long. It's like you know, hockey. There's two parts of it, and you know, and they both had an extended stay in the bubble the prior year, and then a very short time off to start this season. So I'm sure there's fatigue at the end. So, and anyways, I'm not used to running this application through my phone. So, yep.
So,
so Bezos went to space in his penis.
In a penis rocket. Flying dick penis. Rocket. It was a dick rocket.
Yep, all paid for by Amazon Prime. So, all you assholes that wanted to do Amazon Prime, that's what you got. You got billionaire asshole who's going to leave the planet behind because he knows we're fucked, and him and all the billionaires are just going to go to Mars and live fine.
With Marvin the Martian?
Yeah, or whatever. They're not going to hang around.
Are they going to bring any broads with them?
Hey, it's Big Ed.
Big Ed.
Martian broads.
I was wondering what happened to you, chuckleheads. I'm like, I thought maybe you're talking about G.I. Joe's and forgot about us.
No, but we might talk Masters of the Universe, seeing that's coming to Netflix soon.
Oh, I'd love to talk Masters of the Universe.
Yes, He-Man.
I'd also... Did you guys follow the article, the woman in Ohio, the teacher?
I saw you sent that. Fill us in. I've had a rough week, Big Ed. So
we've all had a rough week. There's a teacher in Ohio. She's 22 years old. She teaches a language. She's from Steubenville. Steubenville is the home.
That's the city where they already had a problem before.
That's the home of Dean Martin. Anyway, she's also the track and field coach. She gave one of the students a ride home. They stopped in the parking lot.
Yep.
And she proceeded to, you know, they proceeded to bang.
Where were these teachers when I was in school?
I don't know. They must have been born, you know, in 72.
So is this the part where Zach Galifianakis would say the kid died from receiving high fives?
No, but he should have.
Yes.
Instead, he told his mother.
Why would you do that?
Mommy, she touched my wee-wee and it threw up.
How old was the kid?
15. I mean, come on.
At 15.
Believe me,
keep that down low, kid.
Hey, in my high school, that kid would be a fucking rock star.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And they would tell no person over the age of 16, you know?
I don't know. I think in my high school, they would they'd be like, I had a lot of really old teachers at my high school. It would be very questionable judgment.
You might have got shamed. Shame. Shame.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, yeah. Shame.
When I was in high school, I had a Spanish teacher, I think, wanted me. And and she was pretty
She's
foxy.
Like, oh, Miguel, muy caliente.
She used to tell me, like, I would get up and do
Miguel, está guapo.
I have to get up.
And... By the way, I failed Spanish 7 years in a row. So.
Did you really?
Yes.
I passed it.
It's an easy language.
Yeah.
So I would get up in front of the class, and she would pair. She would pair like the better students with the lesser students. I was the lesser student of the pair. And I'd get up there and we'd have conversations. Every week our vocabulary
Did you get up and you had a little chubby going and you had to put your book in front of you?
No, no. I thought she was all right looking, but
oh, mucho pinga.
Mucho.
Oh, mucho Libra.
Mucho book.
Yeah. In front of my fucking panga.
So I would get up there and I would do our little conversation. And she would always, and we'd go back to the room and get our grade. And always on my grade sheet, I would get whatever grade I got, A, B, or whatever it is. She would
If you were a lesser student, it wasn't an A, B. So
I did get an A or B, Big Ed. Lesser, and I didn't speak the language as well, is what I meant by a lesser student. That is. Not as fluent with the language, let's put it that way. And she would always put
no me gusta español.
She put beautiful voice.
Oh, so, Big Mike, I mean, Miguelissimo.
And then,
that's so, Big Mike, Isimo makes it Big Mike, Miguelissimo.
That's it.
I'm done for now. I'm just helping you out.
Good thing we didn't have the laptop. We would have been. Oh wait, here we go.
It did go quiet for a minute.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't get scared, but I got scared.
I'm like, oh,
my pants.
I'm like, this. Not only did this joke not land, it hasn't even. It has not recovered.
I think it was the thunder that made me almost poop my pants.
Well, it's okay to talk about that. Apparently, there are commercials for that now. I think we killed that one last week. Anyone that everyone poops, we know that.
Everybody poops.
Yeah, there's no surprises on that one. It's like, really?
Everybody. That should be a song.
It's a book.
Everybody poops.
You can sometimes. You can read it in 8 minutes. It's very informative.
Like. It's almost, I think Everybody Poops could be a Milli Vanilli song.
Girl, you know you poop. Yeah. Do a little Milli Vanilli side dance, sidestep dance.
I kind of like Milli Vanilli, even though they didn't really sing. The people singing the Milli Vanilli songs, I kind of like
them. Will you please take a collect call from the Middleburg Police Department?
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
Jimmy, Mike.
Guys, I'm kind of. I only got about a couple minutes because on Monday I kind of did something that I was supposed to, and I kind of got in trouble.
You did something you were supposed to or not supposed to?
Well, I wanted to do something. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't. I was planning for it because I couldn't make
what,
it.
What, the ballet?
I went to the ballet in a tutu, and I ran across stage with my junk hanging out with a potato in the back. And you were right; they were listening. You got fans that I'm in the clink.
Wow!
So I get a couple minutes to talk.
Your one call?
It's my one call. You know, I didn't need a lawyer. I figured I could get
did
out.
Did they put that potato back inside you?
It's going to be a potato gun after I'm done. But it's not too bad. This is one of the best. It's like the one percenters jail up here. This is pretty slick.
Yeah, American Steel.
American Steel.
American Steel. I'm not getting out.
It's pretty good. I just had some ribeyes and some baked potatoes. It's pretty good.
Is one of the deputies, would that be like a Barney Fife in Middleburg?
He's like, oh, it's got to be.
I got one bullet and I keep it in my shirt pocket.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. I mean, they used twisty ties, like the garbage twisty ties.
They used to have an Otis, but he got sober and moved.
So they used those Chinese handcuffs on me. It's kind of weird. But, you know, Chinese, it's all right. Handcuffs. I'm good. So you mean I missed like last week. Yeah, the little finger things. They can't get it off.
Oh, and I'm worried that
you can't. I don't know how to get them off. So,
well, be careful. You'll meet an inmate, and then he's going to put his penis on the one side. Your penis will be on the other side.
Oh, we could play like tug of war.
Yeah, they call it Chinese tow rope.
So, how's everybody doing? How's everyone doing?
Good.
They usually use a dried wonton.
Ooh, that sounds rough. As long as there's fried rice, I'm good to go.
I love fried rice.
Me too. Hey, you guys are talking about banging teachers or something? What was that all about?
So I never finished. The kid tells his mom. The mom calls the authorities.
What?
The archdiocese gets involved because it's a Catholic high school.
Oops.
This girl gets fired. Yeah, she's 22 years old.
The only one fucking kids is us around here.
That's right.
Yeah, they're taking business away.
And the kids have the fear of blocking. Well, the difference is the kids have the fear of God and they're afraid to tell their parents. This kid couldn't wait to tell his mom.
Now, when's the baby due?
We don't know that. This just happened.
And he takes his fingers and he puts it under his mom's nose and says, "Smells this."
What's that? I haven't smelled that in years, son.
I told you I'm not smoking weed.
I'm banging broads. That's what I'm doing.
So the kid tells his mom, Big Ed.
And the teacher gets arrested. Loses her job, and now she's up against,
You know what? Why don't
we have to be a registered sex offender?
Why don't we do a GoFundMe for her, or a GoFuckMe for her?
Sure, we could do that. Yeah.
So she's a registered sex offender. That's stupid.
Well, it's not. I think it's still in process.
Well, she'll probably end up setting up.
Jimmy, it was in Steubenville, Ohio.
Oh, that's by Columbus.
Yeah, that's Dean Martin's hometown.
Yeah. Bunch of rednecks.
Yeah.
It's all right. Those are my people.
Oh, speaking of your people, the Guardians.
The Guardians. That is fucking gay.
The Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, even gay people are going to call that gay.
You know who's offended by that?
Gay people.
No. besides them.
Wait. Are you guys going to wear those little red caps?
From 1 to 10, who's offended? Chief Wahoo's family, who they named the team after like 100 years ago.
Hey, they're
offended because they took the name away that they were so proud of that they named the ball team after them.
What are they naming the team now?
The Guardians. The
Guardians. Oh, they named it this morning.
Yeah. Oh, it was this morning because I saw the couple, like the 12 names that they had in the hat. I didn't know which one. I thought the Rockers would have been pretty cool.
The Rockets?
Rockers. I thought that would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Guardians?
I honestly was leaning for the Spiders because that made sense. That was an actual.
That was what they were in the 20s, I think. Or the
early teens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Oh, man. My peeps are fucking. Yeah.
They didn't want to go with history.
That takes effect at the end of this season is the name the Guardians. Now, the one thing I was like, I think there were a bunch of people. It was like, hey, it like ends like Indians, and it says Guardians. Hey, we don't even have to change the font or anything. We're going to save a lot of money.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. 100%.
It's so ambiguous.
That's crazy. The Guardians.
They should have like the guys that like hang out the subways to protect you. The actual guardian angels out there.
Yes,
with their red berets.
Yes,
I think they should put the. Whatchamacallit, that girl that lost her job in Steubenville and had her as the logo because she was like kind of a guardian to this kid that she fucked.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
In the end, she's the one that got fucked.
Yeah, she did.
Well, she did get
fucked. Literally and metaphorically.
Yes, she did. No.
Well,
it seems to happen a lot. There are a lot of teachers diddling their students.
No, there are a lot of students ratting out their teachers.
Yeah, that's
just dumb. Think it's the same ratio?
I how could it be that much different than it was when I was in school, other than
I don't know.
I would never tell my parents. No, I'd probably
let me ask you this. Do any of you guys know anybody who banged their teacher back when you were in school?
Yeah, the rumor was that Mike Trincali banged one of the English teachers. You know,
supposedly. Well, you probably didn't want to say his first and last name, but.
But since you already have.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Trincali, God bless him, has since passed.
Oh, okay. Then by all means.
God bless you, Mike.
I don't think he would mind me telling it. If I was wrong, I'm sure he would.
He was like in your class, though, right?
Big no. His brother was.
Oh, gotcha.
I knew him, dude. I knew the whole family.
I gotcha.
So well, anyway, this article says this is still a developing story.
Well, I can tell you this. I don't know of any kids when I was in school banging teachers. Casey?
Negative.
Jimmy, Mike?
Never banged a teacher. I masturbated a lot over a few, but that's
fine. You know, but how about any of your friends? Any friends or any rumors in your school?
Just rumors, but we can't confirm that. But you know what? God bless them.
There were rumors.
Yeah, definitely rumors. Yeah,
there weren't even rumors when I was in school.
No?
Any kid? No.
There's no follow-up on this story. Because this happened March. This is from the local paper.
Big Ed, I think you're going to have to be the gumshoe on this one. I think you're going to have to...
I'll get a follow-up.
Yeah, you're going to have to follow up.
You're going to have to road trip to a house and say, how you feel? You still feeling sad?
That she's at.
Yeah. I'll go visit her. Are you still sad about what you did?
Yeah, I'd slip her a few bucks for the commissary. She'll start talking. Oh, there's an inflatable doll there.
Yeah, I saw
that. That was awesome.
I'll tell you, you could fuck me. I said, you won't go to jail for that. Yeah, how about fucking someone your own age?
Yeah, that's like telling someone why you fight someone your own size.
Yeah,
something like
Big
that.
Big Ed, you're probably doing all right at the Montecito. You're probably doing all right. Banging all those custodian women.
You mean like maids?
Yeah.
Si habla español.
Yeah. I didn't think I learned my Spanish.
from the maids. Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Maybe they cook good too.
Hopefully.
I'd be okay with that.
Oh, geez. Here's another story. It just says here, Ohio teacher charged with sex crimes with 8 juveniles. Boy, Ohio.
8 juveniles?
Is
she gets around.
This is a hotbed. A grand jury has indicted maybe. Oh, geez. 7 female, 1 male. So you're in trouble, period. This just happens to be in Highland Heights.
That's over in Cleveland.
That's Cuyahoga County. I know that facility. Wow.
That's crazy.
I don't know. But this was different. This looked like it was more. This dude was contacting the female high school students and soliciting inappropriate. Where the other one was consensual.
Hey, Big Ed, can we shift gears real quick here?
Yeah, we could spend a whole week on this topic. What did you think?
We're going to go. Let's talk.
I know where you're going. I thought it was great.
SRX.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was.
It left me wanting more. So hopefully that NASCAR learned something from this. Either, take it into their series, into their fold, and put them on the road with them.
I think it could. I doubt
those guys want to do a 36 week schedule. They probably
no. I think what do they end up doing? 6 races?
Yeah.
I think that's enough because the old IROC series was about six races. I'm looking forward to next year's SRX season. I thought that
I think it'd be nice if they did it a couple times throughout the racing season, maybe in the beginning,
and the middle, and the end, or middle, or something like that. Now.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's you could you got mainly retired drivers in the series, and then you get active drivers. I was happy to see my guy Chase win last week, which was pretty exciting. Nashville Fairgrounds, great racetrack, which looks like that's going to end up on the Cup Series schedule next year. And that's what Chase said. Hey, he was there to show how exciting racing at Nashville can be. You know what? That series.
So now there'd be a conflict of interest?
With what?
Well, next year, could the SRX race at Nashville if NASCAR's there?
Yeah, why not? Because they're two separate series.
I know, but I
then, but ARCA's done that before.
Yeah, well, ARCA's part of NASCAR now.
Oh.
So, but prior to that, ARCA was an independent series.
Yeah, but NASCAR and Tony Stewart aren't exactly pals anymore. So I was wondering if there's a clause that they can't run in sanctioned tracks, you know?
Is that right?
I don't know. Then why did they pick all these spots and, not that they were bad raceways, but, better well-equipped for the crowd. Yeah, no, yeah. It was a good selection of tracks, there's no doubt.
Because
I bet there's dozens of them out there in the country that are like that.
Oh, definitely. And I think part of it, here's my two cents. I think part of it was to shine the light on short track racing, because maybe short track racing, not maybe, I'll tell you for a fact, short track racing is not getting the attention that it once did. People don't go to the tracks, local tracks anymore. NASCAR's had some Saturday night shows, a lot of Saturday night shows, and that takes away from your Saturday night short tracks. That I think NASCAR needs to have fewer Saturday night events, because I kind of like those. But I think this was just, again, to shine the light on good old short track racing, getting legends out on the racetrack that are retired and probably don't want to run a full season in NASCAR or IndyCar or in IMSA or in Grand Am.
I'd like to see Kenny Schrader there.
You know he's still racing, Big Ed.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, he races year-round pretty much.
Kenny Schrader. Kenny Wallace. Kenny Wallace has got a lot of backing from Toyota. And he's running. I would like to see, I'm with you, I'd like to see Kenny or either one of the Kennys, Kenny Wallace or Kenny Schrader, end up in SRX next year, which would be pretty cool, pretty exciting. But I enjoyed it. I like the experiment. I look forward to it again. I'd like to see it be, if it ended up being a companion series with a Cup Series or with Xfinity or trucks. Talking about that, I'd like to see the trucks or Xfinity run at some of these tracks.
I'd like to see him run at the Slinger.
Oh, Slinger was great.
Yeah.
Slinger is legendary.
Excuse me. Yeah. I never knew a track like that existed. That is very cool. It had 33-degree banking. That's like a mini Bristol is what it was.
It is. I have some friends that are from Wisconsin, and they stay – when I was telling them about the series, they're like, oh, we know Slinger. That's like a legend, that racetrack.
I didn't know the history. They were real good about giving the history of the track.
So, but yeah, I was somewhat sad to see the SRX season come to a close.
And I like that it was just a lot of content in a short amount of time.
You know, I heard Tony Stewart an interview on NASCAR radio this past week, and he said, he even mentioned that as well, that they packed a lot of racing in a 2-hour time frame.
Huh. That's funny that he said that, but that was just – because you get the 2 12-minute heats, a break, and then the event was, could have been anywhere from 100 to 175 laps.
Now, see, I'm the kind of guy, I could watch racing for hours, 3, 4, 5 hours. I'm okay with it. Some fans, some casual fans, some new fans, they want a more condensed race. And I think that they, I think the SRX series proved that that is viable, that you can get a lot of action in a short amount of time. I think we got a call coming in.
We got a special call. We'll get back to the racing. Are you there, sweet Melissa?
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Wow. There we go.
We got sweet Melissa straight from Japan.
That's right. Well,
I'm learning so much.
Yeah. So, your Japanese is improved from last week.
Right? I was gonna ask for an egg roll.
Your egg rolls are like Chinese, but hey.
But they'd still be delicious.
Oh, yeah, I love egg rolls. Anyway, sweet Melissa, here. What's happening in Japan?
Japan rolls. Not Japan a whole lot. Rolls. I mean, there's... it's like a sushi roll. Like a Tootsie roll, but a sushi roll.
So where have you been staying?
I am staying at the Hyatt in Tokyo. Oh.
The Hyatt in Tokyo.
You did real good on the budget there. Good job.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where did he come up with this money?
That's Big Ed's department.
Big Ed.
What?
The Montecito.
Casino money.
I sold all.
He got it from Hyman Roth.
I sold my collection of Japanese panties from the vending machine. That's why I asked her to bring me a pair back.
Well, you better have sweet Melissa get some new ones for you.
Hey, Big Ed, why don't you wear those panties on your mouth for the mask?
Hey, some masks actually look like girls' panties. Like they cut,
you see any of those while you're in Japan?
Actually, I do. I have a pair of my Tommy Johns cut in half I've been wearing.
Yeah, but those are yours. What about...
Oh, no, not that those are collector items. You don't wear those on your face.
Yeah.
You savor the flavor when you pull them out of the box.
Someone just fart.
No, it was me laughing.
Okay, gotcha.
It's my Japanese laugh.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Sweet Melissa, is there anything that you've seen outside your hotel that's interesting?
There's a Sizzler.
A Sizzler?
Like a Sizzler steakhouse?
Like the pink Sizzler, right?
Wow.
They were pink in Florida, right?
Yeah, the Sizzler. It's amazing that you would find that in Tokyo of all places.
I know.
I think there's a Lums there too, right next to it.
A what?
A Lums.
Oh. We'll have to.
That
look
was like
away.
Like a cafeteria kind of place.
Heck yeah.
Oh, Lums was. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I used to get a cheese dog in there when I was really young.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, that one landed pretty good.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, let's keep
moving on. Yeah.
Yeah, I got no sound effects right now. That might crash the app, so we're not doing.
Yeah,
that.
we're gonna stay in our lane right now.
So, sweet Melissa. So, what's the situation as far as you know, I know on TV we're a little behind because, you're into the next morning.
Yes.
But, you know, how did it go with the opening ceremony for you?
It was great watching it on TV at my hotel.
Huh. That's nice.
Been doing a lot of that. They wouldn't let me in to watch the games.
Did you tell them you're from Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats?
I tried that, believe it or not. And they
probably
like,
slammed the door in your face.
Did you try talking louder and slower?
Yeah.
I am from Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats. Try that tomorrow.
Casey, do you know who does that?
Who?
Honey Bauer does that at the parents. She speaks slow and loud to people that don't understand English. Like that's going to make them... understanding better.
It's a translating device.
She's 80. Yeah.
Or Ocho Zero.
Yeah.
Ocho Zero.
Wow. That was great. Spanish.
That's what I failed 7 years in a row.
It's actually nueve.
I was going to say.
No, nueve.
Seis nueve.
Nueve.
No,
no, siete nueve.
No, I know.
Sayonara, konnichiwa.
When Casey and I thought we thought we were going to Cuba before it got shut down, and so Casey would always go seis nueve. It was something that just became real funny.
Yeah, I forget what it was all about.
I don't know where it started.
Those are all fuzzy memories.
The hokey pokey.
That's why I write everything down.
Right. So yeah,
well, I thought the Olympics were live. Aren't they on right now, the opening ceremony?
They should be.
Yeah. For you guys.
You might want to look out the window.
No, they're the
No.
They're no. They started those like hours ago.
Yeah. So there.
Okay.
They were on my TV anyway. Maybe it was last year's. I don't know.
That's awesome.
You know, we just paid a small penny for you to go over there. At least you could find out if
they wouldn't
you
know,
it's
let
not
me
on rain delay and you're watching last year's events.
They wouldn't let me in. That I know that.
So
much.
If you predict the winners, we're not going to be impressed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you'll never forget who won the 100-yard dash.
Hey, it sounds like the Guardians are doing pretty well.
Yeah.
That new country.
The Guardians? New country.
The country of Guardians.
The country of Guardians? Oh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I have an uninhabited island that I'm going to live on one day. I haven't found it yet, but maybe I'll call it the Guardians.
Will your uninhabited island have an Olympic team?
I haven't thought about it yet. So, yeah. Sure. Why not?
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, so we're... Fact, you know, remember when we had that ship that was clogging up the Suez Canal?
Mm-hmm.
So they had something similar that happened in the 60s because Egypt went to war. So they closed both ends of the canal.
They had guys out on these ships.
Stuck for years.
Yeah.
So there was a series of ships that were stuck in the canal for so long they held their own Olympic Games.
I heard about this. I read about that.
Yeah.
Hey, remind me to tell you on the after show, if I'm still awake, I know somebody whose son was on that ship.
Oh, on the recent one?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we got to interview that person.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a good idea. I bet I can make that happen.
Oh, my gosh. Sweet Melissa, we're going to have a stern talking later.
Sorry. I just found out like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Then
What happened on this ship?
The recent one where the
it blocked
ship
the Suez Canal
stuck.
And the Egyptians were pissed.
They jackknifed it.
And they're like, okay, now you owe us money. And it was a big, you know, they held the ship and the crew.
It was like it was like a super, whatever.
Tanker?
Yeah.
It wasn't a tanker.
No, barge, but like one of those
barge,
like, big cargo ships.
It was a cargo ship. It had the cargo containers on it. Container ship.
Well,
it
what I like didn't know, people died on that. I didn't
on
know
this
that.
One that just recently happened?
Yes. This person that I talked to, her son was right standing there, like brushing his teeth, and five of his roommates died. I got chills everywhere. Like when they crashed. Yeah.
They didn't report
apparently,
any
it was
of
a
that.
Huge crash. I know. That's what I said.
They died from boredom.
No, it was the crash. No. I don't know exactly, but they were all
it
dead.
It certainly wasn't from high-fiving.
No. No high-fiving going on.
There are no high-fiving accidents on that ship.
No. No.
But I know somebody who died in a high-fiving accident.
What?
He was high-fiving somebody.
Are
fell
you
and hit his head on a rock.
Japanese? Because I haven't learned that yet.
High-fiving? You know when you give someone a high-five? You know what a high-five is? You're like, yeah, you slap them up high, that's a high-five?
Yeah, it's this thing we used to do before COVID.
And then a low-five, and then you go...
Yeah, well, anyway, this kid did the died five. He was high-fiving, and he fell. And hit his head. Yeah. He died in a high-fiving accident.
God. That doesn't sound right.
No, Baru didn't believe me either.
Oh, my God.
right.
Well, what do we say after that?
Well, we'll have you report in next week.
Okie dokie. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I haven't seen Bill Murray once.
Why is Bill Murray supposed to be in Japan for the Olympics?
Yeah.
No. No.
That was
He was lost in translation, so he might still be wandering around there trying to sell Santoro whiskey.
I'm going to look for him since I can't go into the ceremonies. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Right, that'll be your assignment, to wander around Tokyo looking for
Bill Murray. Have you seen Bill Murray?
Yeah, and see if you could find any of the Shinjuku girls, you know, that Gwen Stefani, like, deserted.
Well, they were on her videos.
Not anymore.
That's right.
Since she's
country western, yeah.
Yeah, since she's with Blake now.
Maybe they're homeless.
That's pretty good.
You better learn to voice this.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah, I don't think anyone from the Vapors is listening. I feel pretty good about this.
All right.
All right. I know it's not a sure thing, but that's the closest thing to a sure thing I can guarantee.
All right, well, I'm gonna say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now. Bye.
Bye for now.
I'm gonna listen. That's Japanese. Bye for now.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Yeah. Sayonara there, sweet Melissa.
Okay, bye. I'm gonna listen though. Eat more sushi.
Love sushi.
don't forget my panties.
Yeah, get Big Ed's panties out of the
vending machine.
I'm gonna
get panties with sushi on it.
All right, Jimmy, Mike, you sent me a story. I'm not gonna even try to open the app. Because it's going to crash the app I got running. All right.
Okay.
That was the article I just opened up. Some dude at some grocery store dressed up as a Spider-Man outfit kicking ass at the grocery store.
Yeah, but is he supposed to be kicking people's ass? Is there a reason? He's snapped.
I'm
one too many
uses. Ass.
I think he did have a little too much. Oh my god!
A little too much high karate.
Yeah, he's
high karate aftershave.
Put five people on the ground, kicking them.
Oh jeez! We'll have to watch that later.
Oh god!
Just a Spider-Man, huh?
Yeah. Crazy. He took his hat off. It's his mask off, but he's got the whole outfit on.
That's a bit disturbing.
Love this stupid shit.
He didn't feel like a superhero after that. He got his ass whooped. No.
Hey, any of you guys watch America's Got Talent?
No, not this season. I'm kind of done with those shows. I used to like The Voice.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, America's Got Talent has like a couple like professional comedians on this year. I'm like, oh
wow!
But they're professionals. Why would they have a professional on that? Is it like a
The comedic world is very competitive.
What's going to happen with a comedian? You're inevitably going to run into, you know, Heidi Klum, who's German and doesn't understand humor, and that other Spanish lady they threw in there, and she's like, I don't get it, you know, and then they're
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah. I mean, they never get the jokes.
Isn't she Brazilian?
I believe she's actually Colombian.
Oh, Colombian. Yeah. That's what it is. Colombian. Okay.
But the thing is, I think the comedians perhaps do it because
exposure,
you know, because when it goes to like live voting, they're going to get pitted against a kid that could juggle like three oranges and he's got cancer and everyone's going to vote for the kid.
Right.
You know, because that's how the comedians get knocked out every time.
But at least they got their time in the sun.
Michael Winslow was on last week, or I guess the week before.
The guy from
Academy.
The sound guy? Is that what he did?
And he's doing pretty much the same
The same bit he did, you know,
it really
years
hasn't
ago.
Changed too much. I mean, the only thing was like he was explaining why he wasn't doing comedy for a while, but like everyone else, he's got a sad story to tell.
What was his sad story?
His wife died.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, his wife died, so he's like, I'm going to raise the kids. So that's why he hadn't been around. You're like, well, I guess you got to go to the next round.
So, did he get to the next round?
He did.
What did he do? How did he make a living then?
Well, he did academy. He did like seven police academy movies, and he used to do like a story, you know, toured as a stand, you know, as a stand up. So I imagine he was just good with his money.
And I'm sure, don't they get royalties, or is he going to get royalties from those movies playing?
I don't think so.
Unless that's negotiated in the contract.
Yeah.
Right?
Which,
yeah, he wasn't like OJ or something.
No, but it wasn't common in the '80s and nineties for those guys to, you know, negotiate like back end and licensing and all that stuff. But he probably did some voiceover work on cartoons we didn't even know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So he had other income and he's probably squirreled some of it away.
I heard he just makes fart noises for movies that need him.
Yeah, that would be great to just kind of
give me a wet, raspy one. You know, after like about a pound of beef and broccoli, you know, you sleep on it. Yeah, like that.
I'd like to be a fart actor. I could provide farts.
You know, I've done some stunt double work.
In farting?
No, in, Billy Cardell. He does the Ozempic commercial. They show the guy going around the cones. That's actually me with a wig on. His stunt double. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so I get it. You know,
I thought you were going to go the other way. You're like, hey, you seen that guy? You're like, or you talk about an actor, like they talk about Tom Cruise does his own stunts. You're like, yeah. Hey, you know that guy? He does his own farts.
Yeah.
I'd like to be that guy. The guy who does his own farts.
You're like, man.
I do my own farts.
That's high praise.
Yeah, I was the guy running around the cones. That was me. Billy can't move like that. He's a fun, yeah, that guy. He's something else.
That's why Big Ed had the money to front Sweet Melissa's Japan trip.
Sure. Sure. She was watching last year's rainout show. So,
you know, money well spent, I guess.
Yeah. Better have them damn panties.
What if she doesn't bring them? Can you buy those on the internet?
I don't want to get ripped off.
You want the genuine deal.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure if a rocket goes to space, then you probably could buy underwear from the internet.
Yeah. A rocket that looks like a penis.
Yes.
Flying phallus.
Yeah, they did the whole airplane routine to that. Some news show did it. You know, like this might be our last broadcast, but did you see that giant? And then it's the dude who goes, cock. He's cockpit, you know? Yeah, with the two balls that are bouncing, you know, it just went on like that whole thing from Airplane.
Well,
it did look like a flying dildo.
It did.
It starts like vibrating on takeoff.
They call it like the erection. That's what they should have called it.
They should have called it Steely Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the erection, because then you could pretend like you're saying election in Chinese. Erection.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chinese listeners.
Yeah, listeners. All money is. Hey, I ate some of your food just before I got here. I ate the Hong Kong noodles.
What's the Hong Kong noodle?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
It's just fried lo mein, pretty much. There's a little more texture to the noodle. It was kind of good, actually.
That does sound kind of good.
It was. Went with sisters.
Huh.
Yeah. Kareem, Kareem, Kareem. All right.
Well, Big Ed, did you have a review for this week?
Is it time already? I mean, it's only, it is 9:30.
Oh, it's time.
It's time.
It's tough to do. Yeah, I was waiting for the.
Well, I like if I try that.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
We can do it. You want to do that? We can do
it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's time for the Big Ed's Rock and Roll Retrospective.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuckles 1 and Chuckles 2. So, you know, I've been strolling down memory lane, and I thought the summer of 83 was a summer of legends. So I thought I'd do the soundtrack to that summer, starting with Def Leppard Pyromania. And this really catapulted them into the stratosphere, or really got, they really launched them after their High and Dry. They became part of a new wave of British heavy metal in the early 80s. This is the third studio album by the band Def Leppard. It's called Pyromania. It's the second to be produced by John Mutt Lange. And we talked about Mutt Lange. This is, I think, some of his best work, where this album, For Those About to Rock, and then he did Hysteria also. He also did High and Dry, the album before this. What he was going for is a little more radio-friendly sound, and it hit. It hit Babe Ruth, just hit it out in the park. This was released in January of 83. It was the first album to feature guitarist Phil Collin, who is still with the band, who replaced Pete Willis. Although they both appear in the album, they get writer credits, and all the rhythm guitar tracks that Pete Willis played are on the album. The lead single, Photograph, not only got a ton of radio airplay, but heavy rotation on MTV. Had four more singles from that album. The album sold 12 million copies in the U.S. and 20 million worldwide, making it Rolling Stones number 384 on the Rolling Stones top 500 albums of all time. This was recorded between January and November of 82 at the Parkgate Studios and Battery Studios in Sussex, England. Certified diamond, 10-time platinum. So in order to go diamond, you got to go platinum so many times and sell so many records. Def Leppard are Joe Elliott on lead vocals, Steve Clark on guitar, Phil Collin on guitar. He did the guitar solos on track 1 through 3, 6, and 7. Rick Savage on bass. Rick Allen, who I think was the star of this album, on drums. And then Pete Willis on rhythm guitar on all tracks. And ironically, Pete Willis got fired for being drunk. I mean, this was one of the biggest party bands on the road. So, I mean, you got to really do something wrong or really fuck up.
Didn't, like, Steve Clark basically drink himself to death?
Yeah, Rick Allen lost his arm in a drunk driving accident, flipped the Corvette. So
yeah.
The drummer loses an arm. That's, you know, your bread and butter. Let's see. We've got 10 tracks, 46 minutes. Starting off with Rock, Rock, Tea, dropping the Photograph. This is another album that has the flow that we like to talk about on this Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats.
Yes.
You know what? I listened to this about 15 times. I love the album, but I don't love it like I thought I did. I believe it's a great album, and it brought back some great memories, and I think that's where, you know, these belong.
So did you enjoy it more? Is that what it is? It just
I enjoyed it. I just, you know what? I think out of everything I've reviewed, I listened to this the few amount of times, but I had listened to this, I mean, countless. I wore this thing out. This thing starts squeaking on the tape. I had it on a cassette tape. You know, when cassettes got too hot or they'd be left out in the car too long, they would just squeak. And that's what this did. It squeaked. And once they start squeaking, they're done. It's toast. No, I really like this album. This was the crossroad, because Def Leppard really was a metal band, and this kind of brought them out. You know, it kind of played with Joe Elliott's voice. It didn't get softer. It just got more poppy. I don't know if I think that's the best way I could explain it. But I mean, songs like Foolin', Rock of Ages, Too Late for Love, Photograph, Rock, Rock, Till You Drop, all those songs got airplay, heavy rotation.
Yeah.
This was probably one of the best things for radio. Radio, I guess at this time, was missing some sound, you know, some good radio, fresh new radio sounds. It wasn't even that new of a sound. You know, Def Leppard, all they wanted to do was beat Led Zeppelin.
But it was, you know, it was kind of counter to that whole new wave sound. And
well, yeah, the disco was still going on. Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So here's where I start writing part of the review. Is at a time when synthesizers were all the buzz on the airwaves, comes Pyromania, a heavy metal album full of dueling synchronized guitar rhythms and leads with state of the art radio production. Steve Clark and new member Phil Collins, fuzzy riffs and power chords are more impassioned than most of the synthesized disco that passes for modern music of that time. Robert Mutt Lang, who worked behind the boards, brings Def Leppard's sound larger than life into focus. I love the drumming of Rick Allen, a real precision and detailed percussionist. This really stands out to me. A metal drummer in a top 40 rock band. You know, he was really a metal drummer. If you listen to everything before he lost his arm, this guy was snapping precision and could just had some really great fills. So Coming Under Fire, Photograph, Rock of Ages combined the volatility of AC/DC with cool choruses and well-crafted harmonies that sound a lot like Boston if they were nitrous-powered. Of course, very few bands did it as well as Def Leppard did on Pyromania. They didn't count on it at the time, but Def Leppard changed the way rock bands made music and the way that music sounded. Just turn on your radio for proof. I must say this album helped create the legend of the Duke Boy of Nesquog and his General Lee. I dedicate this to the Boys of Summer. Enjoy it because it doesn't last forever.
Well, that's
it. Yeah.
Where would you rank this one there, Big Ed?
Oh, this is a solid 3-3-2-3-3. I mean, it's just you could listen from this from start to finish.
Yeah.
It's a well balanced. I mean, it is a Mutt Lang production. Mutt Lang also did Hysteria, which sold, by the way, 30 million copies. Just short of this would have been a number one album if it wasn't for Thriller.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because this sold over 20 million. Thriller sold, it said, over 33 million copies.
Yeah, no one was going to top Thriller.
No.
No, it's just too big.
This, yeah, the stars aligned for Thriller. You know what I mean? That was just that's throwing the perfect game and hitting for the cycle. It's D all of the above.
Well, you know, he was able to utilize MTV. You know, with the music videos. I mean,
well, so did Def Leppard. This had a lot of videos.
I think they were better when it came time with Hysteria. I think they had that game really tightened down, you know.
Well, again, you had Mutt Lang.
Yeah,
he was, dude. That guy was, he was like the fifth member of every rock band. You know what I mean? Or sixth member.
Sure. I mean, if you look in the '70s and '80s, he was to rock producing to what Rick Rubin was to. Like through the 90s to the early 2000s, you know,
Rick Rubin's been around too. I bet you could find some stuff in the 80s.
Sure. Well, I mean, he was like early Beastie Boys and hip hop and stuff like that.
Sure. Let's see. So out of these 10 songs, Lang is on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He gets writing credits on 10 songs.
Yeah, but I mean, even look at Steve Clark.
That's where the money is.
Look at Steve Clark.
He was in almost every one of them too.
And I think Rick Savage
is also. This was really a real band. The whole group wrote songs, you know.
Yes.
Because you got Rick Savage also getting writing credits. On the guy Willis. He got writing credits on 1, 2, 3, 4 songs. So, I mean, it was a group effort. But your staple being Clark Elliott and Lang. Clark Elliott, Lang in every song. No, this was good, and I think their sound changed drastically after this, because later the year, maybe it was 84 that Rick Allen lost his arm in a car accident, and you know the band stayed with, you know, the Def Leppard stayed with them, and I think Hysteria came out in 87, like 4 years later, so. Retrained themselves, and you know they made it work. And not even that I guess they went in the direction of pop after that, you know.
Well, you know, just a lot of things in that band changed. You know,
there were a lot of changes.
Obviously, with Rick, you were kind of, you know, got to change your style a little bit. But they didn't, no doubt, change their style.
Oh, I saw them on Hysteria. At the time they were just tight. They were like tight, like Yes tight. You know what I mean? They were just tight. Yeah. You know, Joel, you know, Elliott's voice was still crisp and can hit all his, there was less rasp, you know, and more voice. And now he's got a lot more rasp in his voice. Good stuff. This.
Nice.
All right, guys.
There we go.
How many?
I think next week I'm going to do another.
That's 21.
Another album from that summer that was also part of the legend, the Duke Boy of Missaquag.
We need to do something when we hit 25 albums.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a 40 album. Like my top 40. But pretty close, all right? This has got to be at least 20.
Yeah, you're at 21.
All right.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, almost there.
Almost there.
Good work. Good work, Pagetta.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. This was a lot of fun. I enjoyed this one. I forgot how many. I didn't realize it sold as many albums as it did.
It's a big album, man.
20 million. That's something.
That's a real number.
Yeah, and then the follow up album sells 30.
Right. Yeah. Where you're like, well, they can't go any bigger.
Yeah. This just put them into the next galaxy. They were just. They became legendary for their offstage antics, you know, between they had like long drum solos or guitar solos. They'd all go below stage and get blown and shit, you know, drink a beer, get blown.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's not
bad.
That's
rock and roll.
That's rock and roll. Yeah, I was reading their early history because they started in, I want to say 79 with In Through the Night. And they just wanted to be like Led Zeppelin. You know, look at their name, Def Leppard. It was a single syllable and then a double syllable.
Hmm. Yep.
Came close. They have their own legacy. I guess they have nothing to sneeze. I think they're in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Well, another retrospective in the book.
Yeah.
So do we have anything else for our fans tonight, gentlemen?
Well, you could reach us out on Twitter at Beer Seats. You can email us at theshow@warmbeerandthecheapseats.com. Perhaps you have an album you'd like Big Ed to review. We'll take that into consideration.
Yeah.
But you can
send
email
them to us.
Yes.
Do it on the Twitter machine or via the electronic mail.
Electronic mail. Just don't do it through Wi-Fi because it's not going to work.
It's not going to work, at least not in Studio C tonight.
No. But we're here. We're here live.
We managed to be live.
Yes.
It wasn't so bad.
No.
It wasn't so bad.
Could be a whole lot worse. A whole lot worse.
You haven't figured out your technical dilemma down there?
Well, I'll need more time. I can't do it here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a network driver kind of thing. So I got to play with it tomorrow night. Or whenever I have time, so.
Tomorrow night's Saturday night.
Yep.
If you're not too busy, you can come out to Orlando. I don't know what your day's like.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that, so.
All right.
Let's put the kibosh on that immediately.
Okay.
Kibosh with the kibasa?
Correct. So,
by the way, Petey he's definitely coming to his own.
What? Give us a Petey update. What's Petey up to tonight?
He's made 3 darts to get air. I don't know what he's doing behind the log. I don't know if he's thinking about that teacher from Ohio. But I've never seen him come up for air that much in a short amount of time. And he just darts up and down. There's no, like, I'm going to see if there's any food over here. It's like a rocket ship. It's like a cock. Like a
Do you have any catfish in that tank?
I do not.
Okay.
But I have a ton of shrimp.
So. If you have catfish that generally do that and they're spending a lot of time that seem like they're going up a lot, it might have to be a circulation of water thing where not enough oxygen, you know, oxygen rich water is getting to the bottom.
Gotcha. No, this is the tank that pumps.
Oh, okay.
Aquariums are no joke, are they? There's a science to having a good little ecosystem, isn't
there? Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
yeah, but you know what? I'm just finding you put enough circulation in there, and it takes care of a lot of problems.
Yes, correct.
This pump is overkill, but PD is an amphibian and has to breathe air. So he has to come up there. The water could be lacking.
Well, that's true.
You know, I hear what you're saying. I think this tank has adequate oxygen and flow. And he goes back up again. He's just, maybe he's just working out. I don't know.
We need to get adequate oxygen flow here at Studio C.
Yes.
I don't think it's adequate.
Nope. Well, oh, look, the Rays are going to be playing the Guardians this weekend. That's good.
Whoa. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep. The Guardians of last place.
Dude, our Chinese algae eater finally figured out what the pellets are now, and that's all he does.
Oh, well, that's all he's going to do now from now on.
Yeah. But I got to make sure Petey eats. That's the price I got to pay them. That's the price. Petey likes his pellets. I think he's blind. Because like he'll grab it, touch it, move on to the next one, and then pick one that's like 4 or 5 over. I'm like, Petey, you had 2 in your hand. I don't think Petey can hear either. I'm like, no, Petey, that's a rock.
I just imagine you talking to a frog.
Yeah, that's why I always tell Pete. I always say hi to Petey when I get home from work. If I see, you know, I always peek in as I go to my room to get changed. If I see him, I go, "Hey, Petey, don't worry, I'll be back."
Does Petey answer you?
Not normally. He's always preoccupied. You know, survival. You know.
Yeah, survival's kind of nice.
He's looking for a handout.
Handout of shrimp.
I think it just, you know, oh, it rains food from the top. He doesn't get it.
That could be a song. It rains food from the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I fucked a 15-year-old. Now I'm going to jail.
That's the flip side on the.
Yeah, that's the B side. That's the B side. That's going to be the hard to find song.
Right. That on the 45, it's the.
It's the B side
from the top, yeah. And then I fucked a 15-year-old.
Yeah. Instead of being on Classic Rewind, it'll be on Deep Tracks.
Deep Tracks, exactly right.
That'll be the B side. It'll be on Deep Tracks. Which I listened to, so I would hear that song.
I haven't listened to that station on XM radio.
Well, if you don't like, what's the classic vinyl? If you don't like classic vinyl, then you're
not. No, I like classic vinyl. Classic vinyl's in my presets.
Okay, well, Deep Tracks are the B-side of classic vinyls.
Right.
If that puts things in perspective.
Didn't Tom Petty have a show on Deep Tracks before he died?
He did, but now he's got his own channel. His show is called Buried Treasures.
Yeah, Buried Treasures.
Which, you know, if you've ever had a cat, they have their own game called Buried Treasures.
It's called Turds.
Yes, that's Buried Treasure.
It's not the treasure I want, though. I don't want a turd.
It's not the treasure that you want, but it's a treasure that you're going to get.
It sounds like my father.
Yep. Wait, did he used to give you cat turds?
No.
How about an update on the old...
Oh, man, he used to give me for Christmas a carton of smoke, so you just say, smoke up. Merry Christmas, smoke up.
That's from Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I was Judd Nelson when I was a kid.
What's that, Big Ed?
Yeah, Big Ed.
Update on your classic car.
Oh, the Chrysler. Okay, here's the update. Got it running much better. Looks like we got the drivability problem narrowed down to it's either going to be the computer, which is very archaic on this car.
It's probably more like a module.
It's a module. It's got the electronic fuel control system, which was designed in 1977. Or a...
This got like the reel-to-reel computer on it, you know?
This is the automotive reel-to-reel.
What's really going to happen is Mike's going to be in the garage and it's going to fucking transform. And it's like, holy shit, it's Bumblebee.
Well, I just picked up on eBay. You'll appreciate this, Big Ed. So I had the factory service manual for this car already. In the factory service manual, there is no diagnosis procedure for the drivability concerns. So on eBay for $7.50, I acquired the drivability manual. And this is a car before what is called OBD1.
OBD2,
and we're in OBD3 now. Onboard diagnostics.
Not OBKB?
No.
Okay.
So there's no onboard diagnostics with this engine management system. So that means there's no codes to help you figure out what the fuck's going wrong with it.
Right.
So this system, you're diagnosing. I'm going to give you an exact quote out of the manual from Chrysler.
Oh, God.
Don't be too concerned with the problem that the customer states. Figure out if it's happening when it's cold, if the car is not starting, or after the car is warmed up.
Okay.
And so you got to diagnose. Basically, you're diagnosing the system. It's a complete system diagnosis. You're starting from making sure that the engine control computer is getting proper voltage, and you're getting proper feedback from a throttle switch on the carburetor. And then you're diagnosing it from there. So I've read over the manual. So I just got to break out my multimeter and go to work and figure out because the car's what's happening with the car right now. It'll run like a dream until it's fully warmed up and then it'll start to misfire. And that's what I got to pinpoint. Why am I misfiring? And then it'll clean itself up. If the car stalls, or you shut the car off and restart the car, it runs properly. So that's all that leads to a electronic problem. You're basically resetting the computer.
Yes.
So my thoughts are going, I think I'm going to have a bad engine management control.
I was going to say, see if you could find you a module just to
Slave here's in the thing, Big Ed. The module for these cars, $200. So I'm not until
that's,
I properly.
Not too bad.
It is not too bad. But before I shell out 200 simoleons, I'm just going to diagnose this.
Yeah.
Diagnose it. I can use a multimeter, and I got the.
I don't know. I like a good old fashioned parts shotgun, just firing off at things.
Yeah, it's nice when, like, you know, the government's funding it, or, like, you know, you look for an airline.
Yeah.
You go in there and grab
That didn't fix it.
Yeah. You grab a $40,000 bleed valve. Oh, like, it wasn't a bleed valve. Like, hey, so now you're like, do I change it out, or I put the other one in cure, just let it sit for 3 days, and then put it back in the shelf? Which is okay, because if the plane flies for 3 days and doesn't come back broke, then the part was bad. But if the plane comes back broke, either you got a bad part from stock or that's not the problem. Then you're like, fuck, now I got to pull open the manual and troubleshoot this thing.
I'm just going to start with troubleshooting it.
It'll be fun to troubleshoot, though.
I used to.
Like, it's not that complicated. You know?
No, it's not. It's with this car, it's very... The engine management system is very archaic, and it's basically you're checking voltage, you're checking resistance, and you're checking the different components.
Resistance is futile. Sorry.
No problem. You just don't want infinite resistance.
Resistance is futile.
So, anyways, but the old Chrysler's running good. It's getting close to being like a roadworthy car. I do need an alignment, new set of tires, and figure out what's wrong with the air conditioning system, because we kind of need AC down here.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's a fun car to drive. Old cars are fun, man.
Yeah.
Cars from the 80s are – I think cars from the 80s are really starting to catch on in the – collector car world.
Yeah, you got to be quick on it now. Got to snap them up.
Well, you know, just like this old Fifth Avenue that I snapped up, I think I paid the right money for it at $3,600. But right now, there's not one for sale on the interwebs for less than $5,000.
Well, the great thing is, in a year, you can just turn around and sell it for exactly what you bought it for.
I think I can make money on the car.
Well, yeah, but my point is, you're not going to get, like, clobbered.
I'm not going to get hosed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get hosed. I think
I'll do it. And you can have fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I enjoy it. It's
a good-looking car.
Thank you.
It's got some classic style.
Good old Chrysler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good motor.
It's nice to drive a simple car. You know?
Fairly simple.
Yeah, fairly simple. Other than this lean burn system, which now is, this generation was called the electronic fuel management system that Chrysler had, which, again, in 1977, it was ahead of its time. 1985, it was pretty far behind its time.
It didn't take long.
No.
Hey, so in your AC system, have you done anything to it?
No, you know what, Big Ed? I had a vacuum problem to the AC control head.
Yeah.
There's a connector that is a plastic or rubber connector that deteriorates on these cars behind the dash.
Well, if you don't use it a lot, your seals go bad too.
Well, I know I got all bad seals on this. So I got that connector. I repaired that so I don't have a vacuum problem. So now I have all the different modes, the defroster mode, floor, AC vents, bi-mode. So I have that fixed. But now I got to charge up the air and see. I think I'm going to run into just a bunch of seal leaks. But even if I had to buy a new compressor accumulator, and an expansion valve for this car, I'm not going to be out more than $300. That's the great thing about these old Chryslers. They're cheap. Cheap. Like, you can get, there's a plethora of parts.
Hey, but do you have to do the conversion kit on the AC?
Big Ed, all I'm going to do, it's just simple. You put the retrofit fittings on the service ports, charge the son of a bitch up with R134A. And with it, it's like it's with the from R12 to R134A, it's like you charge it up 90%. So if it was, you know, if it took 1.3 pounds of refrigerant, you're going to go
1.1.
Yeah, 1.1 pounds of refrigerant, pound of refrigerant. And then I just got to find the leaks. I think I'm going to find that the manifold lines on the compressor are leaking. I think that's all I'm going to find is just I got to reseal it and charge it up and we'll have AC again. But I guess I'm looking at it. It's the challenge. It's the challenge. You're taking something that's
sure. I get the whole concept. I was just curious.
But the challenge sometimes it's like I just want the shit to work so I can drive it.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about it like the summer being over because you'll still need your AC.
Yeah, it's like, in December we need our AC.
Hey, when I was living up north, I still left my AC run. I never turned off the compressor.
No.
No Cadillac. I never once had to charge that AC system. I think the big thing people do up north is they turn their AC off and start using their heat. And I just use the heat with the AC on. Just let it run year round. Keeps the fluids moving. All the gaskets and stuff stay, you know, they don't dry up. The O-rings, all that stuff.
I think that's what, especially with these older cars, that's the big thing. Because this has a lot of just regular old, not paper, but like a fiber type gaskets that they'll fail over time without use. Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to run into with this car.
That's all right.
So, in fact, I think I'm going to drive it to work tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be nice in the morning.
So, the weather hasn't been too bad around here. It's been hot. Today was hot. Today was really hot.
Yeah.
It was 100 yesterday when I got off work. But
well, where you're at always stays a little hotter, but you know. You're out there in the casino land, so.
Can deal with that.
So. Yeah.
All right.
We don't have the goodbye music.
We'll try this.
It's terrible.
That is terrible. It's kind of like a.
That's like almost like I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Hello, yeah. Barbie. Let's go to the party.
How do you know that song?
But it kind of sounds like that song, right?
That's kind of sounds.
Hello, Barbie. Let's go to the party. Dancing in the studio. Well, I'm getting that full energy work going. And then we're like holding around. Alright, well, I just reset all of these. Did you get any last words?
No.
Alright. Your seats. And what's our website for
wonderandacheapseats.com.
Glad you're doing this.